Stop it. My dear sweet Lord. My God. I just went off on this, Joe. I got AJR. You guys are still playing Hotel Stinking California. You got a bottle of Galliano to go with it? My God.
You just came back. You were allowed to leave?
Lord.
Thought you can check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah, it's like Philadelphia. Welcome to the morning show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes in. I'm so proud AJR did my something show open. Who else has a band do their open for them live?
I don't know who AJR is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Is that what song?
Bang.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes, there okay. You go. You know the song.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have that. We got this Hotel California. Is that any Led Zeppelin?
Oh.
Put some more 70s on that sandwich, will you, Joe? God, Lord. All right, we're back here at 94WIP. Welcome me back.
I know. You got back from, you went to California on Sunday?
I went to Anaheim on Sunday, yes.
Did you get to enjoy anything?
I actually had fun. I did the color. I was Jonesy.
Yes, I know you did the color.
So that was fun. That was a fun.
You did a great job.
That was a fun thing to do. I'd never done it. How many people got to do something first when you're like 70 years old?
No.
How weird is that? No. Usually you're through doing something, you know, remarkable when you're 28.
Yes.
So
I did that. I did color once for a Temple College football game.
It's fun.
The color guy had a daughter's wedding or something.
Yeah.
It was scary, but by the end of it, I loved it. It was so much fun.
It was fun. It's a fun thing to do. So it was another experience. So it was pretty cool doing it. But then the flight, you know, it took a charter back, so that was nice.
Oh, you got to come back with the team?
Yeah,
sweet.
That was a nice flight back. Going out there was hell because I was with all these Penn Staters.
Ah, yes. We are. Did you hear the entire flight?
Well, not the whole flight, but at the end. But they were actually very, very nice. Okay. But the really weird thing was because, you know, they know me from, they see me on TV. Yep. I'm from, they said, oh, you went to Penn State? I said, no, I did not go to Penn State. You're coming out for the game? I said, no, I'm not going out for the game. Who are they playing? I didn't even know who they were playing. So it was kind of weird. But they were nice people. They were, and it's nice to see, they travel really well, man.
Yes, they do.
Oh. So they had a blast. But while I was gone, I did not get the reaction to the loss. So all I know is I'm on the flight, and we had the Wi-Fi, and my wife is texting me, this is horrible. This is like, what the hell?
My 84-year-old mother was texting me.
What the hell? This is terrible.
High school team is in our uniforms? I'm like, all right, Mom, settle down.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it's really, things are going sideways there.
Al, it was so bad. I was there. It was so bad. It was worse than you could imagine.
From the text, then I finally saw it when I got there. I said, oh, my, they're right. It was terrible.
It was.
It's just awful. So I was just mentioning your level of concern here on the Eagles. I'm worried.
You brought up a great point because I think the Eagles are like 14-point favorites because no one expects the Giants to play anybody. Yeah. They can't improve their seating. But you were right. You're going, so if the Eagles lose, it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
If the Eagles dominate and the Giants, do you feel like you have any momentum from it?
Preseason game.
Yeah.
No. They're in such a bizarre spot. So we'll talk obviously lots about the Eagles. Obviously the NFL situation, which.
Were you home?
I was doing the game.
Oh, that's right. You were doing the game.
I was doing the game.
Did you find out about it during the game?
Yes. Okay. And it's like, you know, people playing the video and like what's going to happen. You know, ironically, I'd covered a game.
Was that the Pronger game?
Yeah, it was a playoff game. And, you know, they played. But he regained consciousness and came back. And then
did he come back in the game?
No, it came back 2 days later. But the game went on. And then the Yerie Fisher thing, I was not there for that game. They stopped that game. But he never played again. So, I mean, it's been, thank God it's an unusual situation. But I was just saying, Skip Bayless got killed for some tweet. I'm like, I don't like him, but I did not find it.
I felt that it's in the post say they're calling for him to be fired. Yeah, I'm not a Skip Bayless fan at all because he had tweeted previous, you know, I'm praying for him, all that kind of stuff. It was the immediate thought in a lot of people's head. I talked to Hugh about it because you mentioned Hugh Douglas is here doing his Atlanta show till he joins us. And he goes, the timing was just.
It was awful.
It was insensitive timing to mention it. But it was, you know, it was what, but I didn't think, he's said 1,000 worse things.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, 1,000 worse things.
Oh, my Lord.
But it just goes to show you how everybody was so emotional about it.
Yeah. Well, it also goes to show you that it also is a great indicator of the importance of sports in America, that this went so far beyond football.
Yeah.
It became like the national story. Yeah, that's how that's how important sports is to our society.
Well, it's also a young person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that a young,
yeah,
supremely healthy, superior athlete, you know, you don't see that.
No. But I mean, you see what the reaction throughout the sports world, not just football, you know, everywhere. And beyond sports, everybody knew everything within an hour, it seemed like, to go on. But I don't know. I don't know what their plans are going on. My assumption is because there's a week in between the Super Bowl, they just push
that's
everything.
What I did the midday show with Joe and John yesterday, and Joe just said you just take away the bye week.
Seems simple.
Have the Bengals and Bills play next week.
Yeah, seems pretty.
It seems logical.
Clear cut to me that's probably what pick up the game from where it left off and just go from there.
But you do have to worry about how those Bills players feel.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, was traumatic for them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a dangerous game. Yeah. I thought the worst take I saw on it was yesterday that Scott, who suggested that...
It was not a bad hit.
No.
No, it was a regular hit.
It was just terrible.
Because now people want to blame somebody.
It was
a
the game
thing.
Yeah, it was the game.
Yeah.
That's simply what it was. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about your level of concern. Who does level of concern? There is a song.
There's
level
a song.
Of concern. I've done 21 Pilots, I think. The
it's
level
a good
of,
song, too.
Yes.
See how I know.
There you go.
I know some stuff.
I think it's that lunatic, 21 Pilots, lunatic, the level of concern.
It's high. It's very high.
It is very high. Yes. It is very, very
high. For a
team
that's 13-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, imagine that. And a team where you want to see what the quarterback has. And now the discussion of MVP status for a quarterback, whether it helps or hurts.
Did you see Chris Sims is upset?
No.
So, it's very clear that Jalen Hurts is not a system quarterback.
Yeah.
Since you can't plug and play anybody in for what he does. In fact, he might be the system. And apparently ESPN replayed his comments. Al, you and I both do podcasts.
Yep.
Do you curse?
I try not to.
I don't because I'm so used to
In fact, when I go on podcasts, I ask them to please not.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable for me doing that just because we're so used to. He was dropping F-bombs left and right, and I'm going, you work for a major company? And I just thought that kind of turned me off more than him throwing the tantrum.
No, I think Joe has that.
Oh, do you?
Jalen Hurts makes them better. I know that. And, like, f*** you, SportsCenter Instagram, for, like, putting it out again for, like, the third time in 3 weeks. Like, f*** off. Like, really, f*** off ESPN SportsCenter. Like, seriously, they didn't put it out that in my quote last week after the Cowboys game, but they're going to wait to the game yesterday. That's why I hate social media. ESPN SportsCenter one more time on the way out.
Wow.
Well, that should get you fired.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that was really, first of all, childish.
It should get you fired.
It was on a podcast, but to me, that language on a podcast, you're not sitting at the bar.
No.
With your buddy.
Well, no, and plus you go on at something that's a legitimate, why wouldn't you replay that?
He's
the guy that said it.
they're not taking your words out of context.
No, he should be fired. I mean, I am not a cancel culture thing, but to me, that's a fireable offense.
I was really turned off by that.
Yeah. It's like, you can't take anything. You can hand out. You can bury a guy and say, but then when they replay, so you can go run the replays of a guy and point out mistake after mistake after mistake. But we can't replay your mistake.
No, he's Chris Sims.
Oh, give me
bleepity,
a break!
Bleepity 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 bleep.
Oh no!
It was. I mean, do you imagine he went like?
No.
The comfort level to just say that.
You live with your mistake. You do what other people have done with Hurts and say, somebody else on ESPN basically said, I was completely wrong about this.
Or Orlovsky, I think it was.
Yeah, it was completely wrong.
And Rex Ryan.
Yeah, you just said, you're wrong. Oh my God, you're not right all the time.
No.
It's been a wild week.
Yeah.
Is what it's been on what's going on. So we'll take your calls about the Eagles. It's national, I'm told, trivia day.
Okay.
So we have the wheel, So we're going to do, Abe is going to just, because she does Quizno.
Quizzo. It's not Quizno. Quizzo
all the time.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I've done it a couple of times. It's a lot of fun. When you're at a bar.
I hate trivia.
But no, the point about Quizzo is you get competitive with other people. It's like actually very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
and mad at the people you're with.
I could have been a million.
And drinking.
I had my one chance in life to be a millionaire because of trivia, and I blew it.
What?
When I was in Montreal in the press box back in the 90s, so the guy in Montreal says, you know, we're looking for investors for this idea we have.
Oh, no.
And it was Trivial Pursuit. I said no.
Oh, so you remain bitter.
Yeah, like, so if you ever do, is that game still around?
I think so.
Any question where you have a question about something, if you know anything about Canada, the answer will be something to do with Canada. Because they were all Canadian sports writers that invented it.
Ah. Now you're just giving people all the clues.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You think somebody's got this dumb idea.
You have, like, I've used your thing about when in doubt, hit C.
Yeah.
You know, when you had to fill out those things. I told my son that for those, PSSAs.
Yeah.
I go, listen, if you don't know, just hit C.
Hit C. C is always good. It's a good middle of the ground thing. You've got an equal chance one way or the other. So on our trivia with Ava, we got that $50 Visa gift card, which you can use to get yourself something after Christmas. Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for 50 minutes, massage or facial. Go to handandstone.com. $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. $25 gift card to Wawa. I was there this morning. $50 gift card to Captain Chucky's Crab Cake Company. They were in. They were
excellent.
Awesome. We love crabcakes.com is where you go for that. $50 gift card to Nabraça Brazilian Steakhouse.
Have you been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
I have. They're terrific.
There's so much meat. It's ridiculous.
It's really great. $25 gift card to Boston Market. Hand and Stone Massage with another one of those. And another Nabraça. $50 and another Captain Chucky's Crab Cake. And a $25 gift card. I love this place. Dogs and Cats Rule. And a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead. So we have lots of stuff on the wheel for all kinds of trivia stuff coming up. So we're going to talk a lot about football. I may touch on basketball, too, a little bit. The Embiid. The Embiid's back playing well. He's just so strange. I just get the sense... Watching him, and it's like he's so good. And I just get the sense he's going to disappoint me when it's. I don't know what it is, but this is
right around the second round of the playoffs.
It's like I just know, like it's like you're warning somebody. Don't get involved with that person because it's not going to end well.
She may be pretty,
yeah, but it's not going to end well. It's but in the meantime, it's a hell of a
show.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a hell of a show on what's going on. So we'll talk some about where they're going. While I was gone, the Phillies did a couple of things, but I saw pictures of their their pro shop now with the Turner jerseys and everything. So things are looking good right there. Mostly people, all their attention though is still on the NFL and what's gone on. And I don't know where to go with the injury status. With what's gone on with the NFL, the guy's still in the hospital.
Oh, with Hamlin.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
The guy's still in the hospital, so I don't know.
The good news is that they say his ventilator usage is coming down.
Yeah,
so that's a good sign.
And like I don't know how. I listened to stuff yesterday. I'm like, well, what else can I? What else can I? Everybody feels terribly about it.
Oh, the charity thing that he had.
And
it always seems to involve the Bills.
Yeah,
like those fans kickstart everything.
It's a great fan base.
It really
is. It's a really great fan base. But I don't know how to. I don't even know how to. I don't find it a football issue. Do you want to play the game? I mean, they've been playing for years, and people get hurt. I mean, I cover a sport where people get hurt all the time, and it's a horrible thing. But I don't know where to go off on it. What more you can possibly add?
It was a freak injury.
Yeah, it was a freak injury, and there's no blame.
No, despite what Bart Scott wanted to do.
But that's what he wants to do. All right, so we'll talk lots of Eagles. Anybody wants to mention anything about that? What do you think that would be fair for the league to do? But mostly, I guess, for me, it's like the going ahead and thinking about the Eagles, what you're looking forward to and How? What's your level of concern, really? Mine's remarkably high for a good team.
Yeah.
It's remarkably high for a good team. I don't think I'm overreacting to it. I think I'm reacting to what I feel when I watch the team and how I feel is that what I should be celebrating is heading into the playoffs with all sorts of momentum and all sorts of optimism.
It feels like the wheels are coming off.
I can't help it. That's honestly how I feel right now.
You're Mr. Positive.
And, yeah, I am. And I don't see a game that's going to set me up thinking
because
everything's great.
The Bears game wasn't good.
No.
Then you had the Cowboys. You know, like somebody said, they ruined Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. So we're going to get to John, Gary, Jim, Matt, everybody else on the other side. Time of 94. WIP is 6:15, and football season, well, it says here it's underway, but man, it's underway. It's almost at the end of the regular season. So as we head toward the playoffs, what better time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book? Because right now, new customers, you want to be a new customer, get in on all playoffs, now's the time to do it. You get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. That's if your first bet doesn't win. Hey, look, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. I love to lick the over-under. I like rushing touchdowns for a quarterback, especially here with this guy coming back. I think that's where you want to go. And then when you do win, you get your winnings really, really quickly. It's safe. It's secure. It's super, super easy to use. Your phone, your iPad, whatever it is. It's 1, 2, 3, and you're in. So it's real simple. So FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, is official partner 94WIP. So sign up today with the promo code AL for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sports bet partner of the NFL.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after his cardiac arrest in Monday Night Football, but his agent telling ESPN Hamlin's oxygen levels have improved. NFL says the Bills-Bengals game will not be resumed this week. No decision on resuming the game at a later date. 13-3 Eagles, huge favorites over the Giants heading into Sunday's regular season finale, 14 points. Giants secured a playoff spot and cannot improve their seedings, while, of course, a lot on the line for the Eagles' top seed and the division title. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older, must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 64. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
He's going to kill me. Come back with Zeppelin. Yep. Hey, come back with Zeppelin. There you go. We're in the 70s.
Yep.
And we ain't leaving, man. We're out there. All right, Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, Ava Graham. Ava, do a question of the day?
I do.
Yeah, cool.
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you to Delaware Valley for over 20
You're welcome,
years
yep.
of support. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet.
Yep.
Should the NFL adjust the schedule so the Bills and Bengals can play?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Good. That's a good question.
Yes.
Yeah. How do they do that?
They can vote at the WIP Morning Show Twitter that I'm actually adjusting right now.
Oh, cool. All right. That's cool. We still take calls?
Yeah.
Yes, Al. And there's lots of calls on the line.
John from Port Richmond still call?
Yes.
Good morning, John. Hold on. Let me get over to the blue. Good morning, John.
How you doing today, guys?
How are you, John?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I'm not sure about how the Eagles are going to play, if they're going to play everyone, if they're going to give any good plays up, you know what I mean? Because to me, you have to win this game.
We'd like to see some good plays offensively.
Well, you have right. to win it, but it's kind of a it's kind
But you
of
don't
a,
want them to go too bland either.
Well, the problem is you have to win it, but
yeah.
the other team doesn't. So, I mean,
right.
I mean, to me, you're going to win it. I mean, I
said
don't
that last week.
I don't see their quarterback demanding that they play everybody and win the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, the whole thing about the scheduling, I mean, I hate to say it, but I agree with Tom DeCameron, you know, and I never do that. And
I said that to him yesterday.
Yeah, and honestly, that makes the most sense. I mean,
what DeCamera said yesterday, Al, was you have the you push Wild Card Week back. You have the Bengals and Bills play next weekend.
Yeah.
And then you take away the bye week.
So you're
before
telling
the Super Bowl.
Me DeCamera has a keen sense of the obvious?
Yes.
Okay.
And the weird part is, if I'm correct, the Eagles' first two Super Bowls, we didn't have no byes. If I'm correct,
I think they did. I don't think so. No, no, they had the, they. Yeah, they were right, but they were home games.
But he's talking about. Remember, we had that Wing Bowl. The Friday before, and you know none of us could get there.
Yeah, they've altered this thing time and again. Yeah, I don't.
It's not like they've never done it before.
As long as the Super Bowl is the same day because of all the hotel, all that stuff. As long as that doesn't get touched, you can alter anything any way you want in it. I'm trying to figure out if somebody ends up playing not 2 weeks. That's a long time.
Well, that would be the Eagles, right? That would be the two top teams in the conference.
That's sort of a long time. Although it might benefit here with guys coming
back. With injuries.
So I think that's the way they'll ultimately go. It seems to be the most logical way. I can't see calling the game a tie. If it didn't matter.
But it matters.
But it matters. So it matters.
All games for that to happen.
Well, I mean, you know, the question, you know, you have to really wonder what happens in a you have to have rules for everything.
And usually there are.
Usually there are.
Doomsday.
There are. I've covered games where literally they found the rule. They had to go, like, it was finding the Ten Commandments. They came down from the mountain with
found
rules.
Found a rule or made it up on the fly.
No, I covered a game with that was called Abandoned. We were in the middle of a playoff game to win the Stanley Cup. And the lights went out.
Oh, wow.
And nobody knew what the rules were. And the rules were, you called abandon.
So what does that mean?
Abandon. The game didn't matter. It didn't count.
Never happened.
And you had to go to the other city.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. It went from Boston to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Yeah. To finish
Who
it off.
Who won that?
Edmonton. Yeah. When they were ahead in the game. And there will be now rules. Rules can always be overruled if players just simply refuse.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that ultimately would be the case. All right, John, do you want to answer a trivia question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, Ava Graham.
All right.
And these are not going to be difficult. These are meant for our callers. Go ahead.
And host.
John, what is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg?
Yes, correct.
Oh man, we're off to a great start. You get the Phillies vintage bobblehead.
Nice. That's great.
I bet thank you for the call. I'll put you on hold here. And I bet around the country that question does not get answered correctly.
They say Philadelphia?
Oh, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
I've had people enter in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Harrisburg?
Is there an airport there?
I don't know if there's an airport there. Might be close.
I think I went up to an airport somewhere up there.
I've been there.
I don't think I've ever been there. Why would I go there? I'm not in the government.
I don't think they want you.
I'm not in the government. Why would I ever go to Harrisburg?
I had to stop there one time. I was coming back from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is a million years ago. And the rain was so bad I couldn't see.
So there's a rest stop there?
No, I went and checked into a hotel.
So I don't know. That's usually where, I mean, you go on the road, it's like when you go from the Midwest to here, I guess that's in the middle of Pennsylvania somewhere.
What do they call it?
Rhea?
Pennsylvania?
When you get past Valley Forge,
I know.
I have no idea what's out there. There's horses and people and that's it. I have no idea what lies beyond. Isn't Ross Tucker from there?
Yes. Ross is from out, you know, why I'm missing?
Not missing.
No.
I don't think I've ever been there. I've been to Hershey. There's a hockey team.
I have not been to Hershey.
There's a hockey team there, and then the park. But I don't ever been to Harrisburg. I think you go there if you get elected. That's how you go there.
Yes.
If you get elected, you go there. Otherwise, you stay away. Let's check in with Gary from Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, morning, Al. Morning, Rhea.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great. First time back this year. Had a long
Happy New Year and happy belated birthday, Rhea.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, Rhea had a birthday. Nice.
Yes, last week.
So, if you're in Hershey, you're about a stone's throw away from Harrisburg. Just let you know.
Oh, right there. That's not a bad ride. Yeah. Cool.
So anyway, Hertz is starting Sunday. Correct.
I
haven't said anything.
They haven't said anything, but it certainly looks that way. At least he, I don't know if he's finishing Sunday, but he's starting Sunday.
That's hope.
Yeah. But here's what you need to know. Joe Wechter just pointed out. So if they're a 14-point favorite, so they knew when he wasn't playing, so they must know when they're playing.
Oh, there's considering the last 2 weeks, I guess there's an obvious reason why he's an MVP.
I thought that before everything happened. I thought that this was going to work into him being the MVP. I still think that is what's going to happen. I suppose that does put some impact on Sunday. He can't come out and have a horrible game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm assuming he'll have a really good game, and the team should want to – if the team actually thinks that this game would win him an MVP, I think that would be enough impetus to play a really strong game.
And he's definitely not a systematic quarterback.
System quarterback. Everybody's a
– Yes, every, you're in the system
everybody,
you're in.
Really, if you're the quarterback, if you're not running a system for your quarterback, you're an idiot head coach. Yeah.
Right.
it's just the way it is.
I just love how Chris Sims is taking everything back now. So.
No, he's not.
Chris Sims is one of those guys that refuses to – even when he admits he's wrong, won't admit he's wrong, and then tries to take everybody down with him. And he's not a big enough name to get away with it.
Exactly. He said that ESPN is afraid of him.
Yeah. I mean, we bury ESPN all the time.
All the time.
And they can bury us. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And he's getting mean about it. It's like, this is preposterous.
Thoughts and prayers out to DeMar Hamlin. I hope everything works out for him.
Yeah, it's going to be it's now a medical story on what happens. And unfortunately, it's a story for, parents who want their kids to play. This will be
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, it'll be another one of those stories.
Yes.
But in any sport, I mean, that can happen. You're a baseball pitcher in Little League, and you get hit with a line drive.
That's what they say. It happens more in baseball than it does.
Yeah, hit with a line drive.
And you say parents with kids, Al. I think, say you're a veteran who's made really good money in the NFL. You're pretty well set.
Yep.
How about wives and kids who are older who saw that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that has a huge impact.
Yep. Yeah. You don't think Gisele Bündchen, part of the reason she wanted her husband out of the league?
Yes, and she made that very clear.
Yeah, to get out of the league. All right, Gary, do you want to answer a trivia question, an easy one?
Sure, why not?
All right, Gary, here we go. Ava Graham has a question.
All right, Gary, what number is Bryce Harper for the Phillies?
Number 3.
That is correct.
You spin the wheel. You get a prize. You get number 11. You get a $25 gift card, too. I hope you have a pet. Dogs and cats rule the next generation of premium pet supplies.
That's Hamlin's number. And I think that the Buffalo Sabres wore T-shirts to their game last night with the Capitals.
Yeah,
Buffalo's
a pretty tight-knit community.
That was very cool.
Haven't spent a lot of time there. I like those people. They put up with a lot.
Five feet of snow all the time?
500 feet of snow, going to games, Bill's Mafia jumping on things, and they they really bond together pretty well. So of all the fan bases, you knew that they were going to be the fan base that came to the that really came to the most support.
Yes.
It would have happened here too.
Yeah.
It just shows you anytime an athlete how important sports are to people. It's just every day there's tragedy in the world.
Yeah.
And every day healthy young people get hurt.
Yes.
And, God throws dice. It's what happens. But because it's an athlete, it's just shows you the status that
well, you're invested in them.
Yeah,
it's
you
almost
feel
like your family.
It is. It's like a but it's the whole everybody. It's not just your home team.
Yeah.
It's like everybody. It's kind of like in a country that really needs
something to come together.
Yeah, really. And unfortunately, bad things sometimes that would get everybody together. All right, let's check in. Let's go over to Jersey. Go over to Jim in Clementon. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Jim.
I have a trivia question for you.
Whoa.
Are you ready?
It's the other way, Jim.
All right, no, let's try it, Al. Let's see if we're any good at this.
It's a little tricky, so you don't have to answer right away. Out of the 50 states in the USA, which is the only one that starts with two vowels?
Two vowels.
Iowa?
Hey, man, you got that fast, Rhea.
Nice, Ray.
There we go.
Oh, she's got a pet aardvark.
Right, I get a spin on
you
the wheel.
And I'm using that today for my quiz.
Wow. That was amazing.
Well, she finished, first in her class.
Wow.
It was only like two people.
Yeah, and she went to the University of Iowa. What do you got for us, Jim?
Well, first of all, I think 14 points is really a lot.
Well, if the Giants don't play anybody, and the Eagles kind of have to have this, and the quarterback they want to get sharp, so I mean I think the bookies or the betting sites are looking at it that way. I mean, well, I don't know where I put my I actually think that the Eagles are going to want to have a come together moment for their quarterback. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens here.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we get some of these guys back before the playoffs start.
Yeah, and this coaching staff can't really how Sirianni, it was one of his news conferences, he said he's like taking names and remembering stuff that goes on. Was that him?
No, wasn't that Robert Saleh? Or did Sirianni say it at one point?
Somebody said that. I'm trying to think which coach recently said, it was Tortorella. So I don't know if Sirianni's the kind of a guy that the other team's not playing anybody. I think he's more concerned with his team getting it on the right track. So even if you're running over a team at this point, if you think you need reps for certain people and you need to get sharp, I think that's the way it's going to go. That's why I think then line is where it is.
Yeah, I remember watching the game when Chuck Hughes died on the field back in 71. He was with Detroit, and I think he just collapsed on the field.
Was a blood clot.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And they just kept playing the game.
Yeah, well.
The game went on.
Yeah, well, that's we're in a new era here. And don't dismiss that you're on national television.
Exactly.
And, you wonder if it's a 1 o'clock on a Sunday type of thing, what happens with what's gone on.
I asked you about that, and he said, if everybody in the stadium didn't know what was going on, they probably would have continued the game.
Yeah. But everybody knew. Now with social, now everything's so different
exactly.
Right now.
Sure.
Everything's so different. All right, Jim, do you want to answer a trivia question?
Sure.
All right. We'll give you, you got to answer it first.
All right, Jim. Who gets struck by lightning more, men or women?
Oh, boy.
Well, that's easy.
Men.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I was pointing at Al.
I mean, you got to be outside doing something.
Oh,
right.
There
that's
we
what
go.
I was thinking.
There we go. I will say that you got to be outside doing something.
Usually golf.
Maybe some of you guys should come off the golf course.
Yeah, but that's where you get hit. All right, I'm going to give you a spin. Give you a spin on the wheel. And women are smart enough to leave.
Correct.
You get the Keith Jones autograph card. Yeah,
and
women
are also not dumb enough to get up on roofs.
Yeah.
During storms.
Yeah, and if you lightning's coming in and you get a chance to get par, you're gonna probably leave anyway because you'd rather live than get a birdie. That's probably what's gonna happen. All right, we're gonna get to Matt, Robert, Mike, Sean, Mitch, Mike, everybody else. When we get back, time at 94. WIP is 6:37. All righty, that's better, Joe. Level of concern on what's going on with the Eagles. Perfect song for it. 21 Pilots, I believe. I'm not sure. Yes, it is. Joe has it. Joe's a DJ now. Sure, I did the Lapover show with Cap Gun.
TK, Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to a wedding
on
New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining that the DJ didn't stop at the midnight to call in
really?
In the new year. And I went to a wedding on New Year's Eve and I said, no. I gotta explain men and women to you.
Oh, here we go.
I said,
this is going
this is the bride's day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way she's gonna be upstaged by the new year.
That's weird though. I would assume that you would do it. Isn't that kind of the reason you get married on New Year's Eve? Besides the price?
Well, yeah. Well, no, it's actually expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, I went to one at Boston College 2 years ago. It was like, yeah, because everybody wants it.
Okay.
I said, no, the bride.
Did they do it at the wedding you went to?
No.
Wow.
No. But, I mean, you got bridezillas.
You do.
And, you know, you're the show. And then they say, well, where now you're in 2020, whatever. You know, they didn't do it. Yeah, he was...
it's kind of the fun part of New Year's is the countdown, the 10 seconds.
You don't want to be upstaged by the New Year. That's my theory. But maybe
by
somebody
the ball
else,
dropping?
Maybe somebody else. Well, that's going to happen later. You walked into that one.
Yeah, I was setting you up.
It was a volleyball.
It was a Chan Ho Park meatball down the middle to Cal Ripken in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody else had that New Year's. I think it is more expensive on. I know they delayed for a whole year to have a New Year's Eve.
Wow. Oh, because of the COVID?
No, they just did.
That's the day
they wanted. Certain people want a certain church at a certain time, at a certain, like, a, you know, alumni of certain new universities want their school chapel or whatever it is to have that time.
Chapel they never went in when they were in school?
Yeah.
Exactly.
let's check in with Matt over there. And Matt, right in here in Philly. Good morning, Matt.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No worries, Matt. We get paid for that. Yep.
yes, thanks. My main concern is this Sunday, and the Eagles really have to play Jalen Hurts. And I think they've downplayed his injury, but this is really winner take all because the bye is so important. And it's for a number of reasons, for all the other injuries we have. I thought about Minshew starting so he can, because it should be an easy game, but this is a playoff game. There's no other way to put it.
Well, it's high. I mean, I don't know if it'd be a play. I mean, it's a must.
It's a must win, but not a must win? Is that what you're trying to
say? It's a must win, but it's kind of.
Well, it is. I mean, you go from what? Potential first to fifth?
He could, depending on what everybody else does.
You have to rely on Dallas to lose and what Minnesota to lose.
Minnesota. What a mess.
Is it Minnesota or the 49ers?
Niners are the team you're probably trying to guard against going up there. Yeah, but I mean, it's a must win, but it's an odd thing because it's almost it's the other team's just not going to play. You're almost in a reverse situation.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Just because of Vegas?
Yeah,
because they know.
I look at that and go, okay.
So you think New York has no ill will from last year, or you know?
It's two different coaching staffs.
Yeah, it's different coaching staffs. It's different. I don't think he gives a damn. He's just trying to get his team sharpened up and healthy to see what's going on. So I don't. Let's put it this way: money talks, I guess. Would you ever straight up bet that the Giants would beat the Eagles Sunday?
No.
There you go. I mean, and that's basically.
Would you take the 14?
No.
No.
No. I wouldn't, because I think they could be ahead by 24 and decide to take everybody on. God knows what happens then. Yeah. But no, that's basically. It's funny. Our answer to everything is now let's check the line.
Yeah.
To everything.
Well, Al, listen. When the word started coming out that Jalen Hurts was injured, you knew because line flipped like in the afternoon.
And when you look at MVP, it's like, okay, I've not looked at that now. Is he leading in that? I mean, probably Mahomes is still probably the odds on.
Are you not looking because you don't want to, because you have the bet?
I never win. I had Embiid last year. I'll have Hurts this year. And it won't win. All right, Matt, do you want to answer a trivia question?
Mahomes is still favorite. And Hurts is down to four.
Four? Oh, it might be good. That might be good.
For you, yeah.
It might be good to do it now.
Oh, to get in on that.
Yeah, yeah. Probably get a good line now. What have you got there? Oh, do you want to answer a trivia question, Matt?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, what do you got?
Hey, Matt, whose slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
Huh?
Taste the Rainbow?
Taste the Rainbow.
Oh my gosh, I don't know it. All the other ones I knew.
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
Skittles, Taste the Rainbow.
I should know that. I buy them enough.
Skittles. I had no.
I changed it from "Don't let hunger happen to you."
Oh, I know that one. Snickers.
Snickers is correct. So, sorry, Matt. Maybe I took the harder one.
Taste the Rainbow. I don't know. No, if that was on Jeopardy, I would have had no chance.
No.
None at all. Let's go to Robert over there in Jersey in Washington Township. Good morning, Robert. Morning, Robert.
Buddy.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
I'm doing good. I just had two comments. One real quick, you know, on the Chris Sims thing.
Yes.
I mean, he seems like a jealous guy, a guy that would want someone to fail to prove his point, you know, see somebody fail so he could prove his point. Just not the kind of person I think is – this says a lot about him. I mean, I don't know, you know, Chris Sims from anybody else, but I don't know where he became this, you know, authority on football.
It's an immature – I mean, like seriously immature reaction.
Yeah, really. I mean, you had a bad take. That's as simple as that, and people are going to point out your bad take. People point out, if you're going to be in this business, get used to people pointing out when you're wrong. It's just the way it is.
Which will happen several times a week.
Really?
That's true. My other comment's more, a little more controversial in this respect that, you know, you're talking about the blame game earlier. There was a piece by one of our local scribes yesterday that blamed the NFL for how they reacted to this situation, an unprecedented situation where the first 10 minutes, they were classy enough not to show the frantic CPR that was being performed on the field. Just knowing what CPR is, you knew that this person was in dire straits. But, I mean, you're not making a decision at that point. I thought they handled it really well. How many different people you think, Al Rea, that they had to, like, had to be involved in this, that they had to talk to? I mean, you've got the teams.
Yeah, no, I when you're a league dealing with this, there's no – I don't know where there is to
there's
go.
There's not a playbook.
No.
Robert, I 100% agree with you because you've got a guy who's in cardiac arrest on the field. So you're dealing with the chaos of trying to, you know, shock him back, all those doctors – people were, it was a chaotic situation.
Really?
And I
thought they read the room. I mean, I think you got to give them, you have to give them time to read the room. I don't think you could immediately say, it's over. You don't know what the player is going to happen with the player.
You have no idea.
You have no idea if he's going to, none.
That's a great point, because the first 10 minutes, all you're caring about is this guy going to die on the field?
Really?
I've never seen that. I can't remember a sport that I know the guy named Hughes back in the day, he had some other ailment, but you're seeing something unfold that, you know, I mean, you're not thinking about whether the game's going to be played at that point. You're thinking whether this guy's going to live or not.
Yeah.
Sometimes we always, and listen, Goodell is obviously an easy target pretty much 95% of the time. I think in that situation, you have to go, everybody was freaking out.
Yeah.
And so you got to give people, sometimes you got to let you know, figure it out as they're going along.
And everything's so immediate now. Even if you're in the media and you're doing the game, you really don't know. You can think you know what's happening, and you can go to, we always just go to a rule book and see if there's something there, and then say something that said, this is what it says, but we really haven't got communication yet.
No.
Because you can't know before they know. And that's what everybody wants anymore.
And the only thing I will say is that Joe Buck did go on and say that there was going to be a 5-minute thing. Now, the NFL is claiming they never said that. Joe Buck didn't make it up out of the air. I assume.
May be a rule.
Yeah, there may be a rule. And I think it was the rules guy who told him, but the rules guy said, you know, the official they have on with them, that he heard it from somebody in the league. I'm sure he might have. I'm sure they heard 10 different stories at that point.
Yeah, there's probably a rule that the guy gave him. Said, well, you wait for 5 minutes. But they don't know what the players are going to do.
No.
It was a
situation that's never happened before.
It's an impossible standard to live up to in the moment.
Exactly.
All right, do you want to answer a trivia question,
sure.
Robert?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay,
yeah,
what do you got there, Ava?
All right, Robert. What was the final score in Super Bowl 52?
45-38.
That would be incorrect. It was 41-33.
It's all over the place. You got to know.
I knew
that.
The Skittles one though.
I was thinking in my head. I was like, I said in my head 41-32, and I go, no, wait, the difference was 8 points. So
yeah, there's flags everywhere on the beach.
Oh, the flags are the best.
Yeah, there's flags all over the beach.
Joe Wechter knew the Skittles one, too, by
the way. I better get to the beach.
All right, thanks
for the call. I'm shocked Joe Wechter knew a Skittles one.
I can't eat. Who was the Skittles? Marshawn Lynch was Skittles.
Lynch, yes.
That guy's a piece of work. I got to say, he can be a bit of a lunatic, but I can't. If he's on, I'm watching him, man. I want some baseball team to bring back those where you bring the relief pitcher in a little cart.
Yes.
And I want him driving it. I want that guy.
I'm not sure if you want him driving lately. I believe he had a bit of an issue.
I want I want the chaos that that ensues with nice. When he took that cart and the
in the game.
Yeah,
and,
that was so cool. All right, let's. I guess we should take a break. Is that our time to take a break?
And who do we have coming up?
We have from near Harrisburg. That would be the legendary Ross Tucker coming up. Time of 94 WIP 655.
Home shows provide homeowners the deepest discounts of the year on remodeling projects. And right now, Window Nation is bringing home show savings right into your home. Schedule a free, no obligation in-home demonstration today and lock in this incredible offer. Get two free windows with every two you buy with no limit, plus pay no interest for 60 months. Imagine the savings in cost and lower energy bills. But you don't just have to imagine how beautiful new Window Nation windows will look on your home. You can actually see it. Use their free virtual visualizer at windownation.com/homeshow. Upload a picture of your house and try out hundreds of options online. Get design tips from the experts and learn how Window Nation's trained installation specialists have helped over 150,000 homes with over 96% satisfaction. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com/homeshow. Get two windows free with every two you buy and pay no interest for 60 months. That's 5 full years. Window Nation, proud to be endorsed by Jalen Hurts. Seems to be a little good news regarding the health of Bills safety DeMar Hamlin following his cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football. Hamlin's uncle telling ESPN his ventilator usage is down from 100% to 50%. Meantime, the NFL says the Bills-Bengals game will not be resumed this week. No decision on resuming the game at a later date. 13-3 Eagles regular season finale is Sunday, 4:25 at the Link against the Giants, who secured a playoff spot and cannot improve their seeding no matter the outcome. Eagles have the top seed in the conference and the division title on the line. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 64. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.